We're up to the Chof and Beis on the bottom of the page. Amema, three lines on the bottom. Amema, Shochiv Le Barbre, his grandson. We just learned before that you have to be Ma'abel with those who you're Ma'abel with. Amema, Shochiv Le Barbre, his grandson passed away. Kora Alayu, so he tore Kriya, Osa Bre. Then suddenly he saw his son, Kora Ba'ape. He again rent his clothes in front of his son. Itkin, he remembered the Meyushav, he remembered that he did it sitting, and you're supposed to stand when you do Kriya, Kora. That he rented when he was sitting. Kom Kora Ma'umid, he stood up and he rented again. He realized that the way Tesla Pshat and Ashi, first two times he was sitting, so he did it a third time to be Yitzabov. You should be standing up. Omle Rabashal Meima Kriya de Ma'umid Minolan, who told you that you have to do the Kriya while you are standing. It says by Iyov, by Yokum Iyov, when he was told that his children died, by Yokum Iyov, by Yikra Esmeila, Iyov stood up and he ripped his cloak. So that's a horayah for the Gemara. El Miat, according to this, v'omad, it says in the Pasuk by David HaMelech. Sorry, by Chalitza, it says that the woman should stand up and say, v'omad, say, l'chafatzti l'kachta. Sorry, the man stands up. He says, I don't want to take her. Hachinami, so according to you, v'omad means stand up. Is that so? But Tanya, didn't we learn, bein yoshev, bein oimer, bein mutter? It doesn't make a difference how you say the psukim, whether you're standing or sitting or reclining. And it says, Ahmad, Amle Hassam, Loiksi Vayamoid. He's just telling you a state of being. He stood up because that's normal. But doesn't he, Vayamoid, that he stood up, it sounds much more emphatic that he has to stand up. Vayamid, and he said, Hochaksi Vayakom Vayikra. Sounds like it's a separate action. First he stood up, and then he did what he had to do. Ahmad, Ramel Chom, and Nain, the creation movement, so how you supposed to stand up? Shanema says, Vayakom Iyo Vayikra, Iyo stood up. And he rented clothes. Dilma Milzi said to David, was it a halacha? Maybe he was just so distressed that he lost his children that he rented his clothes. Who says that's a din? He was a goy. We don't know who he is. There's one opinion. It's a tzaddik, it's us, Nayans.
The clothes, they exist.
Yeah, it's a marshal hoya. Yeah. Kudila Temachi, if you're not going to say that, what? That he stopped being frum. There are other things, activities that he did. Are we going to follow everything else he did? What else did he do? Besides renting his clothes, it says, he shaved his head. Hochinami, every oval should shave his head. Forget, you have to let your hair grow. Ella Mahocha, no, you can't learn from Eve. Where do you learn from? From David Melech. When he was told that Amnon was killed by Avshalom, by Yochum HaMelech, he stood up and he rent his clothes. Again, was the right that he had to. Dilma Milsi, you say, maybe David Melech was so distressed that that's why he did it. The Eli Temahoch, I'm not going to say that. It says in the very same pasuk afterwards, like Yishkav Arte went to lie down on the ground. Hochinami, you have to lie down on the ground. For cash, but Tani, we learned Yoshev Agabe Mita Agabe Kisa Agabe Udaina. La Yosnechavas, if you sit down on a bed or on a chair or on this big, like a big hammer or something, you're not Yaitse. You have to turn the bed over. So how can he lie down on the so what do you mean you have to lie down on the floor? You have to physically turn the bed over. That's not a raya. A low bed is like sitting on the ground. When you turn the bed over, it's like sitting on the ground. But you do have to rent your clothes, just like David and Melech did. Why taka today don't we do kfiyas hamita? So Teza here says already, the reason why we don't do kfiyas hamita today is, why don't we do today is, or why don't we do wrap the talus around the head? He said, interesting. You don't do kfiyas hamita because Goyim will think that we're makashim. We are witch. What's his business? Turning the beds over. It's witchcraft. Or because in our beds today, you can sit in both sides of the bed. In those days, the beds on one side, you can sit on the other one had these, they had the poles. You couldn't sit on the other side. Today's bed, you can just turn over and you can sit on the other side. It's no big difference. Okay, true, but why don't we wrap our heads? Says, because people who wrap their heads to their mouth, wear hijabs, look very strange and going to be very suspicious. So we don't want to look suspicious.
Now, of all of the mashugana things that we do in Yiddish,
this predates Muslims.
This we have to pick out.
But interesting, it's called Atifat Ishmael. It's called Atifat Ishmael, right? It's wrap a towel, which means that the Ishmael did it already. So why does it look strange? It's strange for a Yid to do it. There's a Radvaz, a Chuvah Radvaz has a whole Shaila in Tznias. If you live in an Arab country, does a woman have to wear the whole thing? And he passes yes. Because in those countries, revealing their face is not tznius. That became the mode of dress. And that's kind of mode of dress. So I'm not sure why Atifat Ishmaelim, Teza says, in Brotan Shkolach, that we don't do Atifat Ishmaelim because it looks strange or anything else. When
so if Afichas Amito looks like witchcraft, right?
Yeah, look at witchcraft.
What are they going to think about?
Look at Teza right here, Il Dvarim. Look at quick Teza here, Il Dvarim. Okay, true, yeah. Look at Tesis Eilu Dvarim. The first of the lines, Gimel Yom, right in the middle of the Tesis. See it? First of the lines, Gimel. Why do we do today at Tifas Roish Kvias Amitah? Some chinim rely hard me shami aksanoi ain't a chai because amitah. If you're a guest, you don't do it. The Lelemun Chodashu, we shouldn't say Peter's Mechashu, he's a wizard. We don't want them to think that the accusers are being witches. Inside your house, you have a maid who comes in clean from time to time. She'll see all the strange stuff. She'll say, oh, there's witches here. Witchcraft. Turn them over and sit calmly, equal both sides. You can't tell because you have these poles on the ends of the bed. You turn it over, it could be the legs or the poles. I mean, the common dargish ain't so lechvaisa. If you have a thing with poles, you don't have to turn it over. But oid yesh din tam bativ zeroy shalo yohay mevi kim des chayk. People laugh. Inya nativish mevi. What does that mean? You have a whole. You're living in a society where everybody else did that, and they didn't do that. When people laugh. I don't know what that means. But what does chnorch? Sorry.
How would you know?
How do they know? Wait, once you're covered, who knows who you are? A Yid or a Goy or a Schweizer or a Weisse? Who knows? About what? About the hijab? Excuse me, yeah, okay. Let's go back to... Back to the Gemara. It's late. Sorry, guys, late. Tell them what we learned. Sorry, Rashi, we can't learn you today. Tell them what we learned. Also, the following thing was forbidden. Also, Malach will do any work with chitza, washing your clothes, including the bathing, with smicha and smearing. That's like washing with tasha mitzvah, marital relations. When the ilas are wearing shoes, but also liquid, but tight the mixum. Cannot learn tight the mixum. But the shas mishnah medish with shas. He cannot learn mishnayis medish halachas or shas uba goddess. He not do all that. Machlek is tasted. Machlek begin to show him if it's an oval is allowed to learn kinnis and all those kind of stuff. You have a chance to learn, but also if you're allowed to learn other things. Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to, but an Ovo might be strict, you can't even do that. Because it makes simcha. But if he's giving a shayt to the public, and in him, he can still continue giving shayt in public. His son died, and he continued dashing all day, even though it was a novel. Rabbi Baba Chan Isa Milsi, unfortunately, lost. He had a loss. Sava, he thought, maybe he shouldn't go to Shiva. I'm let up Chanin. If people need you, you go out and give a share. Sava, look, my Amoida lay. They thought, okay, I'll have my interpreter, my Amoida, my student there who has a loud voice who will repeat it over to the Tamina. Should go there. I'm let up Tanya. We learned. Obavachla Yamit Turgman. You have to make some kind of a difference. Don't have that Turgman. Velehecha, what should I do? He heard the time. My son made me read about a lawyer. Read about a lawyer's son died. A lot of these people had their children dying on them. Very sad. When the base of medrash, the nichnu the chanani and the kavi, the yoshes sat down next to him. The locha shulchan and kavi. He whispered instead of saying it loud. He whispered to his ear. That was the difference. But the chanani and the kavi, they went to the turgman, and he is like a middleman between the about a lawyer and the turgman. And he repeated to the turgman. The turgman and Hishmila Rabban. The turgman repeated to everybody else.
So it's not his turgman. It's Rabbi.
But it made a shini. Turgman Galant. Aval gimel yamim harishayim asal laniach. So on the first 3 days, it's forbidden to put on tefillin. But mishlishi ve'elech. But from the third day onwards, he can't. Ushlishi bechlal mutle tefillin. So what a strange way of saying it. Just say the first 2 days. So this results in a big machlek is a shayim. When we say that the third day means read the third day also as well, but mixa yinkakule. Therefore, you have to wait 5 minutes after sunrise before you put on tefillin. Or it means that the third day take with holy mutter. And then you have to work out why you use such a strange lashon. 3 days are osa, and the third day is mutter. What do you mean 3 days osa? Only 2 days osa. And Rashi has an expression, Iker Avelus is only 2 days. Before we said 3 days, 1 day, why all of a sudden Iker Avelus 2 days? What's 2 days all about? Okay, right. Rashi says, Iker Avelus ain't el bebez yamin. That means this opinion holds. Who's that? We never had that before. Either we had before 3 days or 1 day. If you're wearing tefillin, let's say on the third day, and a new person comes in who was not there before, if he sees you wearing tefillin, they think, oh, this guy was wearing tefillin the whole time. So you must take it off in front of him. So this guy holds, on one hand, is machme, only the third day allowed to put on tefillin, but since it's the third day, you don't have to take it off. You don't worry about matasain. David Abelazar, Yeshua says, by the way, Amekel and Machm. Amekel, Ovel, Beis, Yom, Rashayim, 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 but only one day, you're the second day allowed to put on tefillin. It's Amekel. Another hamachmir v'im bo pani chadoshes. If it's a pani to come the second day or something, chaylas you got to take it off. So you shouldn't say, "Oh, yesterday he wore tefillin as well." Amar the master, my time at Abelezer. What's the svar Abelezer? Why if only 1 day? wife to 3 days. It says Vayitmu Yime Bechi Evo Moshe. They completed the days, which is plural. So it's 2 days. The Ikar Velas is 2 days. So the third day a lot of weight filled, not the second day. Omar Avina my time Rashua. What's up Rashua? Swar Rashiva says a pasuk Vacharisa in the final day. He said, I'll transform all Yom Tev into Evil, and all your songs will turn into lamentations. And then it says, I'll make you like an oval, and it will end like one bitter day. Sounds like the whole Avelis is really one bitter day. That's why that's a big machlekes shayinim. Some say Avelis is all the Rabban. Some say Avelis that I say the first day. And there's one, the Rif holds that Avelis Mahatayd is all 7 days. That possible Vavati Chagechem Le'evil means Mahatayd, it's all 7 days. But if you're a man, Nami Hoxie, it says, Vayitmu, you may hakim, she's only 1 day, one says 2 days. Amalach, shiny, Moshe, the Tokiv Avle. Not because we're not din, you have to have 2 days. The Eden was so upset, was so distressed, so it was 2 days. But I bless Nami Hoxie, Vachri, your man says, the last day, it sounds like only 1 day would be bitter. Ikebiri de Chadjemu. The Ikebiri is 1 day, but the part of the halachas is 2 days. Omar Ula said, Ula will pass in light, will take on between the coolers above. Halacha kerabeleze bechalitza. The halacha is like kerabeleze when it comes to chalitza, will be lenient. You know, once you put it on, you don't take it off. But the halacha kerabishua behanacha, will pass on bishua, the second day you put on tefillin already, will be lenient on both ends, like Shmuel. Iboiluhu besheni. What about on the second day, Lula? Okay, the third day, you're saying, halacha kerabeleze on the third day, you put it on, you don't have to take it off. And halacha like kerabishua, you're allowed to put it on in the second day. What about the second day and taking off? What happens there? The second day. And you're allowed to put on, but somebody came in. Do you have to take it off or not? Toshma come near. You do take off the second day and you put it back on. I feel it 100 times. The second day you do take off, people don't know, and you put it back on. I feel it pumping. Rava, my Rava says, once we pass it, that you're allowed to put it on, the second day you don't take it off anymore. But Rav Udama Lokatani did the Namish Laisha. How could Rav come along and say that the second day that I put on the film? Rav till now was saying that 3 days, the first 3 days, the Mamish is full of Avelis, and everything starts in the fourth day. Okay, that's exactly what we're talking about. Yeah. But Rav before said that if Yom Tov intersects the Shiva, it doesn't cancel it unless 3 days went by, because you need at least 3 days for Avelis. So how could Rav over here suddenly say you can put on the film on the second day? Even though Rava holds that 3 days of the Ikra Veil is mitzvah shiny, the mitzvah tefillin is pressing, and that's different. The first thing is, awesome, Lord, I'll do any work. When you say, I'll do any work, even if you're a poor man, you should not do any work. You shouldn't do anything, yeah, whatever it is, or even if it has a menial task.
That's his job.
Well, he doesn't have to always go collecting. He can have a job, but he gets paid pittance.
Well, he says he's in the farm that's docket.
Okay, yeah.
That's his parnosa.
It's an expression, yeah. Mikan ve'el v'narin oise betzin the base, and we allow him to work discreetly in his house, ve'isha tovet bepala the base, and a woman can spin in her house. Big machlek is a shayim. This heter that after the fourth day and onwards, you can work discreetly in your house, is that only for an oniyam espanol that's docket, or is that for everybody? That for everybody. Torabon, there's a long text here. Another shayin. Torabon land, oval on oval, gimel yom harashayin. In the first 3 days, he cannot leave the house for any reason. Ain't no haylich lebeis oval. He's not going to go to another oval. Nor can he go to a levaya. But mekan ve'el, the 4 day onwards, an oval is mefedish, allowed to go to another oval's house. He's allowed to go to levaya. But ve'enu yoshim mokum hamenachmi, when he goes to another oval's house, he shouldn't sit down among those who console the consolers. El mokum esnachmi, the consolees. He should sit down with the Avelim there and be the receiving end of the Hamokim Nachem. Taste is very interesting. All the tastes are very interesting because taste kind of starts with Kosfu Betasis. So who exactly is this? Kosfu Betasis. Taste has a whole taste says from here you can learn that an Ova is allowed to go to Shul Tisha B'Av because Tisha B'Av is Avelis. But then he says, I'm not sure if it's a good thing or a bad thing. He finishes off. At any day who mean toiv, I'm not sure it's a good idea. Interesting, but Taisa says it. Okay, right. Tell me what we learned. Avol avol gimul yamim v'deshayim. The first 3 days, asur b'she'il. We will learn a number of dinim that today we don't really follow. You have to wonder why not. Tell me what we learned. An avol the first 3 days. What's protocol? Asur b'she'ila shalom. He is not allowed to ask anybody, how are you? Shalom aleichem and all that. From 3 to 7, he's not allowed to continue asking, but if somebody asks him, he can answer back. Mikan ve'erech after 7 days, shoyil u'meishiv kedarka. He could ask Shalom and answer kedarka.
Which means in the first 3 days he can't even answer?
The first 3 days for sure he can't answer. No, Rashi. Cannot answer, no. Rashi, we're selling Rashi, no Rashi yet. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara, what are you telling me? You're telling me the first 3 days he's not allowed to ask people how you are also. He's the one who's in a bad way. So of course you're not allowed to ask him. The chiddush is that he's not allowed to ask others. Everyone else is a good one, right? So why can't he say, hello, how are you? But as an oval, you should be focusing on yourself and not focusing on other people. Surely you're not allowed to ask him because everyone knows what he is. What do you have to remind him that he's in a bad way? Every time you ask him, you're making him feel bad again. So, you're telling me that the first 3 days he's not allowed to ask people how they are or wish them hello. But Hatanya, we learn Maise Umeisu Banov Shalab Akiva. Every Tanya had it lost his kids.
But unfortunately, it was very prevalent to have children die in those years. I mean,
So Akiva lost his kids. He had a son of Yeshua Mekarcha, according to Rashi, that was his son. But he must have other sons who died. Nichnasu Kol Yisrael, the Eden came in. Vihispidum Hespe Godrul. So all the Eden, imagine Akiva. Everyone came in together to give him Tanchumin. Bishas Piteros, all ready to leave. Amad Rav Akiva al Safsal Godrul, look at a big chair. But I'm saying this: Achenu Beis Yisrael, my brethren, Shimu, listen. Afilu shnei banim chasani menuchim hu b'shvil kovet shasisim. Even if I lost two of my sons-in-law, if I buried them, I would feel consoled because of the kovet that you guys came in here. I'm not sure what he means. Afilu shnei banim chasanim when he just lost. Married sons. Okay. The im bishvil. So, if you just the fact that you all came to me is a gavald gezach. The im bishvil Akiva bosom. If you came for my covered, hare kama Akiva b'shuk. Why come for me? There's a number of Akivas in the street. So you didn't come for me. You came for my Torah. Elakach amartim. This is what I say. You know why you came over here to suddenly wish me the talchumin? Torahs elakav belibay. You came here because I learned Torah. You came for the Torah. What a covered for the Eibishter. Is the chosh game shescharchem kafu. Your schar is double. Not only you came for this young man who passed away, but also you came to honor Teda. L'chul v'teichem l'shalom. And he greeted them all l'shalom. He just greeted them all. You just said that an obel is not allowed to greet shalom the first 3 days. And here he did. Everything about it covered up and shiny. Here it wasn't just an individual. Here it was for a community in that Yilatu. Then you said, Megimel v'ad Zayin, the first 3 and 7, he still should not ask how you are. Meishe v'ein ashel. He can answer, but he shouldn't ask people how they are. After 7 days, show you Lumeshiv. You can ask and answer. Kidaki. But Aminu asked a question. We learned in Ebraise, Hamoid says, Chavede Ovel. If you found your friend who happened to be an Ovel, Betech Lamedjem within the Shloshim, Medabari, Metanchumin, you're still entitled and you should still give him Nichumim, Obeveinu Shoveshlemi. You still can't ask how you are. Because he's still, you know exactly what the answer is. He's still in a bad way. So, till 30 days, you can't ask him how he is. Lacha Lamedjem Shoveshlemi. After 3 days, you can ask him how he is. The ainam medabri mitachumin. But after days, you shouldn't give him tachumin. But you should ask him how you are and have a pleasant, you know, pleasantries. Meisa ishta. If a guy's wife dies, the nosa isha ched. He married another woman straight away. And Tesha has a discussion with showing him how can he marry another woman straight away. The din is that he has to wait. He has to wait if he's a man. He has to wait three yom tovim. So the answer is there's two exceptions. One is if you were not makai in the mitzvah puravu yet. Or if you have little children, he's allowed to marry straight away, but he's not having any relations until after 30 days. Nothing changed, just that the same thing. These two excuses.
Three excuses
are that you have young kids or you're not going to be. Or today, you say if you get insane, they find all these, you know, if you can't handle it on your own. So then they say you're allowed to. But
actually, something
you're
saying, the Rebbe said we should be married for 5 years in 12 months, not to wait any amount of time.
Okay, yeah.
He probably meant 30 days,
but whatever. Because
some people have this magical rule, you know, 1 year.
Yeah. Shouldn't be alone.
Within.
Oh, he got engaged with this.
Who are you talking about? Yeah. But
no, I was reading a book written on the Vedas in your life. You can even discuss and arrange
Shidduchim
in Shiva.
Yeah. Now, it says if he married a woman, and Ben Nazi Shechel, he married another one within. He just didn't get engaged. He got married to another one within 30 days. But he's not like, the Din is not have any relationship till after 30 days. You're not walking and say, oh, your first wife is a great woman. Can you imagine what the second wife feels like? Standing right there. But Matzah B'Shuk, he's alone somewhere in the marketplace. Then I'm a little bit suffer off, say, with a, you know, with a soft voice, of a chayvah reish, a bit, humility. You know, he had a very nice wife and everything else. Because it's a bit of a dilemma here. If you praise the first wife too much, how's he going to find, So it's a question. You said 7 days, and he says clearly that until 3 days you shouldn't ask Shalom. There's a difference between you asking him Shalom or him asking other people Shalom. He can ask Shalom after 7 days. Because everyone else is living in peace, so he's allowed to after 7 days to ask Shalom. But others are not allowed to ask him how you are, because you know exactly how he is. Until Shleishim. He's not in a good way. What are you talking about? We just said that after 7 days, after 3 days, he's allowed to answer. If he's answering, means somebody's asking. If somebody's asking, that means I'll be allowed to ask him Shalom. You just said nobody should say to him Shalom until after 3 days. It's clear the fact that he can answer after 3 days that yes, you could ask him. The Lord Yadi, talking about a person innocently after 3 days, didn't know he was a novel. Not sure exactly how that works. But I guess you're running to another Oval's house and he sees you on the road and he says to you, oh, how are you? Shalom Aleichem. Then you're allowed to answer him. But if a guy knows, you shouldn't answer him. If a guy doesn't know, then why the first 3 days shouldn't you answer him? The first 3 days also, then why do you say don't answer? If the guy doesn't know, why don't you answer me a mensch? No. The first 3 days, you tell him, by the way, I'm a novel. So the guy right will understand, and the end of the conversation. After 3 days, you can already say to him, I'm all right. I'm Baruch Hashem. But Amin asks a question. Says, I'm going to over to Chayit. If you found your friend a novel within 12 months, talk to him nicely. You don't ask him how he's doing. 12 months, you don't ask him how he's doing. Before he said 30 days, and here he said 12 months. No longer. That word, you can talk even after 12 months, you can say, oh, your father was a great person, your mother was a great person, whatever it is. We'll see in a minute. We'll answer that. The two Craven. 12 months is only your parents. And Amir gives a very nice muscle. If you see an oval after 12 months and you start talking, give him tachumin, you're making things worse. Why? You know what it's compared to? A guy broke his leg. And he was healed. He found a really good doctor. And the doctor, I heard 3 months ago you broke your leg and you got it all fixed up. Let me show you how good I am. He breaks his leg again and he fixes it up again. Come to me, Shadi Shaver, I'll break your leg for you, and I'll heal you. You'll know, I'm the best doctor in the world. Same thing here. The guy sort of forgot it out of his mind. The idea of 12 months is that it's Masech Menelev. And then you remind him all the things. What are you going to do? And then you make him feel good again. So you're like Kasha. Your father and your mother, for somebody who's in Avedus with father and mother, you can give him Tanchumin until 12 months. Don't ask him how he eats for 12 months. Obviously, how can we don't do all this today? So the Ramah brings a daya that says that our Shalom today is not like the Shalom of then, so therefore after 30 days you're allowed to. So the Shach asks, if it's not then the same as Shalom then why only after 30 days? Right away you can say Shalom, how are you? So the Bayit Heitev that brings down, the Pesach Chuv that brings down, that the Shalom in those days, they used to bow down. If you remember, even when I was growing up, I used to see these people used to bow down, how are you? Especially to a woman or something. That kind of Shalom, that's what the Gemara means you're not allowed to say. But just the flimsy, the catchphrase, how are you? Whatever, you're not even interested to hear what he is anyway, because what's he going to answer? Baruch Hashem, and that's the end of the conversation. It's not a conversation. It's a formality. A formality is not a pleasantry. Is not considered exactly. So then, based on that, they want to say you're allowed to do all those things to Shalom Aleichem and all that, even though they shouldn't, because it doesn't mean anything. Unfortunately, it doesn't mean anything. It means which is an unfortunate thing. That's right. And others say only if you use Hashem's name. So then the question is, but Shalom Aleichem without Hashem's name? Because Shalom is Abish's name. So it says in the Shach, one of the Gdei Achreim say, Inala say with Hashem's name. That's what it means in Gemara, you shouldn't say hello. So what is Shalom Aleichem? Should you just say, how are you? Or some other pleasantry, but not the words Shalom Aleichem. From Boyaz. When he said Hashem Imachem. He said Hashem Imachem. We learn that from there, he's supposed to say Shalom Aleichem. So if we learn from Hashem Imachem to say Shalom Aleichem, Gemara says. He said Hashem Imachem. Yeah, so Shaili is a Shalom like a substitute for Hashem. You know the famous word, why we say Shalom Aleichem and say Aleichem Shalom? Because it says in the Dorim, you're not allowed to say La Hashem Korban when you make a neder. You say Korban La Hashem. And the Ranan explains why not. Because what happens to Hashem's name first and then you die? You said the last word that came out of your mouth was David's name in vain. But if you say, what do you call it? If you say Korban first, you're doing a mitzvah. And shame and mitzvah la yeder, whatever. You did karma first, they said Hashem, you didn't do it, and then you die. So what? You said the right thing. So when you're saying, the Gemara says, when you're saying shalom aleichem, you're doing a mitzvah. Shame and mitzvah, the Gemara says, la yeder. So you're going to live. So you're allowed to say the Abishah's name first, shalom, and then aleichem. But the guy is answering, he's no longer doing a mitzvah. The mitzvah is to be the first. The guy is being a mensch. You're not doing a mitzvah, then how are you going to live? Maybe you say shalom at first, you'll drop dead afterwards. So you say aleichem shalom. That's why. That's what the Gemara says. You have to be careful what you speak. It says Gemara Hashem Nami too. You daven even tachumim tzad when you do tachumim. You do it min hatzad in hachin nami true. So if you're talking about other people, so why after 7 days? It says you don't give tachumim anymore. If we're talking about other kraydim, until 3 days you should give tachumim. Says Gemara, you're right. First 7 days for other relatives, you say tachumim. After 7 days, you still do tachumim, but minatzad, more like a derech lemez. Oh, you know, this member of the family is a nice, good person, blah, blah, blah. Tell him what we learned. Aval, gimel yamim harishainim. He actually starts a new sugya. We'll start tomorrow. We'll start this tomorrow.